Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Free C Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, before and after plastic surgery. Which do you prefer? The one on the left, if I wanted to lose my house in cash and be left broke. The one on the right looks like she's got fish lips. The main thing that turns me off is that she's got those dead eyes in both pictures. Looks like she's been riding too much of that rooster roller coaster. Up next, these three men have completely ruined America. And no, I'm not including the man in the painting in that count. I also wonder why Big Mike doesn't come out as trans, though. The left would just love it. I'm not the only one calling her a him. Obama calls Michelle Mike from time to time. Also remember, guys, that the woman on the right was the one that ruined Hunter. Number 3 is a woman that transitioned into a man and went from living life on easy mode to hard mode. Now they then looks 45 at the age of 32 after 8 years of testosterone. Say bye-bye to your hairline. 20 years worth of aging and only 8. I guess it's harder being a man than most women think. I can't wait to also see Elliot Page lose all his hair. This one went from looking like Natalie Imbruglia to Sam Hyde. Moving on, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is asking people to register their vegetable gardens for a national database. Don't do it, guys, because it just means more government control and it sounds like a very communist thing to do. You just know that the next step after this is forcing you to buy a permit like getting a fishing or hunting license. Undocumented migrants are allowed in America, but undocumented gardens are not. Number 5, those on the left keep saying that real men don't need boomsticks and want to ban them. But good old Ziggy Freud used to say that a fear of weapons is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. What more can you say about people that are afraid of the instruments of their own liberty? They want everyone enslaved to the state and they're useful idiots trying to bring that agenda into existence. Up next, these two African nationals are given probation after raping a 14-year-old girl in Utah. You'd expect this in a blue state and not a red one. But alas, Salt Lake City, like most U.S. cities, are run by Democrats, and they won't prosecute them. Remember, there are no red and blue states, just blue cities. At first, when I saw this, I thought that they were two pictures of the same man. Probation just means they can do it again. Number 7, police put a mouth guard into this woman's mouth because she was biting officers during her arrest. It's quite common for women to be violent, and the police clearly have ways of dealing with it. Yet even with this, there are still guys out there that'll say, I can fix her. If a man had been a cop, he wouldn't just be wearing a mouth guard, but he would have also had all his teeth knocked out. But it's all right because I'm pretty sure she's used to having things like that shoved in her mouth. Moving on, here we have two women kissing in front of an anti-gay protest. But it's probably just attention-seeking behavior because the one on the left just doesn't look that into it. Looks like God created Evelyn and Eve, or Adam and Steve. Just look at the faces of some of those protesters. They're definitely not happy. That's the point of their kiss, to piss off the homophobic Karens. Number 9, why do Japanese video game girls look feminine and beautiful, while the American and UK female characters look horrible? It's like they put a male model in as a stand-in for females and just made them skinnier. The NPC game characters in the West look like DEI hires and part of the Manjaw Industrial Complex. Women just want men to stop playing games and give them attention. By wrecking stuff men like by putting unattractive women in it, they think they will stop playing games. We won't. We'll just play older games. Up next, women just want to cherry-pick the good jobs like Fortune 500 companies. They don't want to do dirty and dangerous jobs like being a sanitation worker or plumber. Where are the women advocating for 50% of garbage collectors to be female? Oh, that's right. They don't exist. They want to be CEOs while simultaneously being anti-capitalist and pro-DEI. The best example is Kathleen Kennedy over at Lucasfilm. Number 11, Boss Princess here says that sexism is alive and well in America because she went to get her oil change and all the cis males laughed at her and told her to get lost. She thinks that they were probably jealous that she drove a Tesla and they didn't. Are we really to believe that she's so stupid that she doesn't know that she has an electric vehicle. I thought this had to be a parody account, but apparently it's not. Moving on, supposedly this sign was posted in San Francisco telling criminals that stolen goods must remain under $950 or they will presumably go to jail. But unfortunately, this one was fake because it was originally posted as a joke and that it's complete satire. Most shoplifters in California already know this, so that's why they rip off 5 to 10 stores each day in the city and can in theory steal tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise in only a single day. Number 13, we have a woman that can't find a man that meets her standards, but she's upset she doesn't meet the standards of the men who meet her standards. I'm sorry, but I don't believe the second graphic. That's not the thought that a woman would actually have. But this still does illustrate perfectly why so many women are angry today. Up next, this woman just woke up from a personality switch, and her boyfriend slept with her alter ego. And just because he was with her body doesn't mean that he was with her. So now she feels cheated on because her boyfriend was with Tina Durden instead of her. I'm sure she's going to take him to court one day for raping her because he couldn't tell all of her personalities apart. Let them vote, they said. What could go wrong, they said. We need to make asylums great again. Number 15, this woman says she only dates tall guys. This tall guy tells her he's 6'3" and then asks her how much she weighs. She wants to know why. He says because he doesn't date overweight girls. Then she proceeds to call him a misogynist and says that she hopes he dies alone. Well, at least she's being honest. Men can't have expectations, or we're the bad guys. But she's pissed off because we probably have a Shamu over here. Moving on, Ahsoka here says that if you find Millie Brown hot, then you're a weird pedo because she looks 12. Actually, she's 20 now, and women like Ahsoka here are competing with younger women for the same men, and they don't like it. Women keeping other women single is one of their mating strategies to increase the available pool of men for themselves. But I still have to give her some credit because at least she does have a flat stomach. Number 17, dating has become such a total nightmare for young women these days that it's now gone viral. I'm glad to see rotten eggs end up in the dumpster. When men pointed out the terrible dating market a few years ago, we were called incel losers. They couldn't get any action. But now that women are suffering, women are telling men to do better in life, so women can have better dating options. It's actually women and their double standards that have ruined dating. Up next, most guys hate woke content, unless of course it has gore. We want to see Homelander and the boys take out guys in a crazy way. That's the only reason I still watch that show, for the actor playing Homelander. But even I lost interest after the third episode of season 4. People are just mad at the boys for making fun of the far right, which they've been doing for many seasons now. They just didn't notice it until the fourth season for some reason. Number 19, Aliza here says that men aren't human beings and that they're vile pedos who date women in their age group to prey on their underage daughters. Women accuse men of the very same things they're guilty of before we have a chance to accuse them of it first. Think of all the women who are teachers abusing young guys, but no one says or does anything about it. It's all about deflection. Moving on, Russia bans trans people from being able to adopt children. Now Putin just needs to figure out a way to ban single mothers too. The war is on between woke Western civilization and conservative Eastern Orthodox civilization. All the East now needs to do is sit back and watch the West self-destruct, and they'll be the dominant culture on the planet. Besides, the data in this case suggests this is a good idea for child safety. Number 21, this woman says that she thinks that her husband is gay because he's into women with male junk, and that he beat his meat to trans content before. You know what I think? I think that his wife might be a hateful transphobic bigot. I've said before that without fake-up and cosmetic surgery, no men would be into trans women because no male would ever be able to present a feminine female facade. I wouldn't be surprised if he's testing the waters for his own trans reveal. Up next, the director of the upcoming film Star Wars New Jedi Order says she will ignore fan criticism. Of course she will. Remember guys, it's all about destroying the male fan spirit. They don't care about money at this point. They just want to wreck everything that men love. Just vote with your wallets and support content creators that treat you with respect, and not those that try and shame you. You know that in the end, it's probably going to turn out something like this. Number 23, this woman didn't have a problem with a man being a cop. But when other women on the TV show she was on said they had issues with them, she then proceeded to reject him. Women don't have a mind of their own when making their decisions. They're like the Borg with a herd mindset making collective decisions. Moving on, Alyssa here says that whenever her guy friends get girlfriends, they stop talking to her. She thinks that they were only friends with her because she had sex with them. Yes, yes. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yes, they were her friends. Friends with benefits. And she was probably hoping that they might become more than that. At first, I thought she put them in the friend zone and they left because she wasn't giving them the time of day. But she's just a sleeper and not a keeper. A woman that's a slump buster until they find a real girlfriend. Number 25 and the last one, this woman is only one cupcake away from doubling up again. But odds are she's going to leave her boyfriend, thinking that she can do better now that she's lost the weight. Also, suddenly, he'll probably be way too short for her. You can also see that devious smile on her face in the after picture just thinking about that. He helps her get into shape, and she'll probably repay him with the gift of infidelity. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.